Dagnabbit. Coming down like pitchforks. Hector certainly started something when he started this rain.
Oh, you know.
Soaking wet.
Didn't I tell you a million times Hector didn't start it? It would have rained anyhow. Was any mail first to the post office?
Nothing but the Corinth Center Gazette.
Well, what you got to say about Hector now? Still call him a fake?
No. Don't say nothing about him at all.
Yeah, I guess Hector sort of fooled him. Sort of turned out to be a Cinderella.
Turned out to be what?
Cinderella. Turned out to be a Cinderella.
Yes, I know what it is. An ash can.
Well, it just ain't. That's a girl's name.
That darn funny name for a girl.
How do you mean?
Ash can.
Ash can ain't nobody's name. I'm talking about Cinderella. Land of Goshen. Ain't you ever hear the story of Cinderella, Eb?
No, have you?
Of course I have. That's what I'm telling you about. Cinderella was a poor girl. Well, she had a couple of half-sisters.
What did you say they was?
They was half-sisters.
What was they the other half?
Oh, I mean they were stepsisters. Stepsisters. When they ain't a whole relation, then you call them step, like stepfather, stepmother.
Stepladder?
Yes. No, not stepladder. Stepladders ain't got nothing to do with it. Now keep your trap shut, will you?
Well, I ain't saying nothing, am I?
Well, these two stepsisters made poor Cinderella do all the hard work, you see. And then one day the prince decided to throw a big party.
Who did?
The prince. He decided to...
Oh, yes. I know a prince. What was his last name?
I didn't know his last name. He was just a prince. And he lived in a palace.
Yes. I guess it ain't the same one. Because, you see, the prince I know is a horse.
Well, this prince was a feller. And he threw a big ball and...
Busted a window.
Yeah. No, he didn't bust no window. Dad, dang it. Who's telling this story? It wasn't that kind of ball.
Now, go ahead and tell it.
Well, it was a dance. He was giving a dance. And he invited Cinderella. But she couldn't go because she didn't have nothing to wear at the party.
How's that?
Oh, I wish you'd do something about your hearing, Eb. Consarn, you've got to see a doctor about that. Where at the party? And so...
You can search me. I don't know.
You don't know what?
Where at the party?
I didn't say where at the party. I said where? Where? Where are your clothes?
Home in the closet, except when I got them on.
Now, wait a minute, Eb. You're getting all mixed up.
Ain't.
Well, what I'm telling you is that Cinderella didn't have no fancy clothes to wear at the party. Well, she was sitting there in the kitchen crying like when all of a sudden like there was a witch.
A what?
A witch.
Which was?
Not which was. She was.
Who?
The witch. Witch!
Cinderella?
No, the other one.
A witch?
Yes.
Shucks. Danged if I'm going to sit here talking to a crazy feller. Shucks, half the time you talk like a loon.
Yeah.
If it wasn't raining so darn hard...
Now, just a second, Mr. Smart Aleck, that don't knows everything. I ain't crazy, and I know exactly what I'm talking about.
You don't sound like you do from here, I'll
tell
you that.
Well, you keep on butting in, I can't get myself my own words straight. Now, keep still.
And where did you leave off now?
Oh, where'd I leave off? I said all of a sudden there was a witch, an old witch, the kind that rides in a broomstick.
Yeah, well, what about it? What about it, Chuck?
That's what I'm telling you. If you'll give me time to tell you.
Better keep her riding, see if I care.
Keep still now. She felt sorry for Cinderella because she didn't have no clothes. And so she waved a wand, and then Dad dinged Eb if Cinderella wasn't all dressed up fit to kill.
Fit to kill, huh?
Yes. And then...
And then the witch killed her.
No, the witch didn't kill her. This was a good witch, and she...
What say?
Good witch. Good witch. You know what that is, don't you?
Certainly I do.
Well, and then...
It's a tire.
No. Now, listen. I said the witch was good. She was sorry for Cinderella. So she waved her wand and changed her.
You changed her tire?
Changed her clothes. Changed Cinderella's clothes from rags to silks and satins. But Cinderella didn't have no coach to go to the party in. And you know what the witch done then?
Loaned her car fare.
No, she didn't. There were no cars. She had Cinderella bring in a pumpkin. And then she waved a wand and changed into a gold coach.
Well, shucks. That's just a dad-darn cock and bull story, and you know it.
It ain't. It ain't neither.
Yeah, it's just a dad-darn fake, the whole tassel of it.
Yes, well, what's a fake about it? What's a fake?
That coat. I bet it was just imitation gold.
It was real gold. And then the next thing, the witch took a couple of rats and turned them into fiery steeds. And what do you suppose she done with them?
Hitched them to a fire engine.
No, sir. She hitched them to that there gold coach. And then the last thing, she gives Cinderella a pair of glass slippers. Yes, sir, glass slippers. And Cinderella was off to the party. Well, sir, there she was, riding in a gold coach and setting in silk and satin and gems and...
Well, did it spoil her dress?
It did what spoil her dress?
When she sat in the jam?
Oh, I didn't say jam. I said gems, jewels. Well, she got to the party and made a big hit. But after midnight, all the magical charm wouldn't work. And at the first strike, she started home.
Who was pitching that game?
What game? There wasn't no game.
You said she made a hit and then tried to steal home. They was playing baseball, wasn't they?
No, they wasn't playing baseball. Mr. Flint.
Where can I find Hector Smith? Where can I find Hector Smith?
Why, Mr. Flint, what's the matter?
Yeah, you're all wet and covered with mud. What do you want?
Get a brush and let Mr. Flint brush off.
Never mind the brush. I've been looking all over for Hector Smith, and I've got to find him. Where is he?
Why, I didn't know Mr. Flint.
Yeah, well, if you had your way, I know where you'd find him. You'd find him in jail.
Well, yes, come to think of it, you've got a lot of nerve to be coming in here acting...
Now, listen. I don't want to argue with you fellas. All I want is to find Hector Smith.
Well, he ain't here.
No, and you can just go on out and Hector...
Smith!
What do you want?
Do you know what you've done with that infernal rain-making machine of yours? You've started a cloudburst. If it keeps on raining for another 24 hours, the Ortega Dam will burst. And you know what that will mean.
Yes, I know what that will mean.
Corn Center will be destroyed.
What? You mean...
Hey, Dad, ding it, Hector.
Yes, destroyed. And you'll be responsible.
Now, wait a second. If the Ortega Dam bursts, nothing will happen to Corn Center. The water will just run down the canyon into the river. And I'm going to keep it raining until the Ortega Dam does burst.
Why, you...
Shucks.
Shut your trap, Ebb.
Yes, I'm going to burst the Ortega Dam, Mr. Flint, because that dam belongs to your irrigation company. And when it bursts, your company bursts along with it. You might as well fold up and get out of town right now.
Now, wait. Listen to me, Smith.
If I can.
We've had a little friendly argument, but you surely wouldn't...
Yes, a friendly argument, was it? So friendly that you was going to send us all to jail. Well, just for your information, Mr. Flint, I'm going to keep it raining for 48 hours.
No. Yes. Now, listen, please. You can't do that. I'll give you $10,000 if you'll stop the rain. $10,000.
Well, so long, Mr. Flint. Glad to have met
you. No. Wait. $20,000, please.
$20,000, huh? All right. I won't be hard on you. $20,000 gold. Got a piece of paper there?
Yes. And here's one, Hector.
Yes, thank you very much. Just take this and write, Mr. Flint. First, you want to date it there. Date the top of it.
Yes.
Now, put down, I promise to pay. Yes. Put that down.
Yes.
Hector Q. Smith. I promise to pay Hector Q. Smith the sum of $20,000. You got that?
Yes.
Providing it stops raining before 4 p.m., 24 hours after this date. You got that?
Yes.
All right. Now, you just sign your name right there at the bottom.
All right.
Thanks. And I'll just take that along with me.
Yeah, but you dad-darn fool, that machine of yours won't work, Hector. You can't stop it from raining.
What?
Who said I could? Who said I could stop it? Mr. Flint just promised to pay me $20,000 if it does stop. That's all. Too bad if he didn't look at today's Corn Center Gazette. See what it says? Fair and warmer tomorrow.